Get ready to rock. The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And hello and welcome to the very first Rising Stars showcase from Get Ready to Rock. In the next half hour or so, we're going to be featuring some of the upcoming and independent artists and bands that we've been supporting and promoting on the website since 2003. And in the summer of 2007, we produced a promotional CD to tie in with our sponsorship of the Cambridge Rock Festival. It featured 16 tracks from 16 artists, some of whom you can hear on this episode. And coming up in the next half hour, music from Chasing the Monsoon, Mermaid Kiss, Delta, Natasha Soul, and we've got new music from an Irish band called Glider. They're currently causing quite a stir. We'll tell you a bit more about them after we've heard this track. It's the lead track off their current album called Playground for Life. This is Gambler's Blues.
Thank you.
Get Ready to Rock, the Rising Stars, and that's Irish band Glider. The track on our Rising Stars CD is from their debut album in 2006, but that's a track off their latest album. It's released on January the 28th, 2008, and it's the lead track called Gambler's Blues. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more of this band in 2008. They've got a support slot with Fish on his forthcoming tour in March, and they'll also be appearing at the Sweden Rock Festival in June of 2008. And on a future episode, we're going to be talking to the band and finding out a bit more about their music. Now, another band that are on the up are from the Midlands. From Birmingham, it's UXL, Three Brothers and Their Friend. And they've been going a few years now. They have actually played the Cambridge Rock Festival over the last couple of years or so. And they released their debut album last year. It's called Can I Dream Again? And from that album, we took a track and placed it on the Rising Star CD, This Life.
A child cries for her mother, left to die in the cold. A kind heart is her savior. She's lucky, the lucky one. She will live another day, not alone, no, 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 you're not alone, not alone. I see you, you're drowning. Am I supposed to care? Help me, cries my father. He says, save me from this life. Save me from this life.
You gotta take my hand.
find a couple of interviews and reviews of the album on our website at getreadytorock.com. That's UXL. And they play a special showcase gig as part of the Canadian Music Week in Toronto on Friday, March the 7th. And that's sponsored by Amnesty International. And next off, we hear Natasha Soul. Natasha's been one of our favourites at Get Ready to Rock since we first heard her music and saw her play in 2004. She has a brand new album out this year called Dirty Little Word. We'll play a track from that in a moment. First, let's hear about her early influences.
When I was a lot younger, I listened to a lot of more poppy stuff and things as well. But then as you get older and you develop more taste, I mean, the thing for me is music that grabs me, that I, you know, want to listen to is music that has actually got something to say. Like, I feel like the people that have worked on it have actually written it themselves and can actually put it off live and can play their instruments and can sing it, and it's not all about studio tricks. And, you know, normally, I mean, for me, that tends to be more kind of rocky kind of stuff. There's a lot of very talented people out there in other fields of music, but this is just something that, I mean, as a kid, I, you know, grew up listening to the likes of Queen and, you know, Dire Straits and you know, Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson, and the sort of thing that just it's about musicianship as opposed to just making a, you know, a package or just somebody wanting to be famous. It's like they're wanting to do their music because it's, you know, they can't do anything else, and that's what means, that's kind of what influences me and drives me, and you know, that's, I hope, would come across in my music, is that actually I have written this stuff. This is my, you know, about me and things that I've gone through, which hopefully other people would relate to. And, you know, and obviously I hope when people come to shows and stuff and see me live, they're going to be like, wow, this, she sounds like she does on the record. Like, she can actually do this.
Days go by and blackened skies go dripping down my window. An angry wind gets in my face. So in my halo, but in this soul's most hopeless night, some particle of fear survives. I can't. Let's go.
Well, she's done some great gigs, and she did a great performance on stage 2 at the Cambridge Rock Festival in 2007. The album comes out in 2008. That's the track called Yesterday's Rain. Also a track on our Rising Star CD called Hands Off My Past, and the album's called Dirty Little Word. And you'll find a longer version of that interview on our website.
GetReadyToRock.com.
The Rising Stars with David Randall.
And don't forget, you can check out more information about all the bands that we feature, links to their websites and the Rising Stars CD by checking out the dedicated webpage at GetReadyToRock.com/Rising Stars.
She was a woman left and lonely, yeah. Took a one-night stand. He was not the only, no, no. All she needed was a one good man. Back off the wall. That no good Bobby McGee won't treat you like his lady, no. Cause Bobby McGee don't care for no one at all. No, no, crown baby, move on the lady, sweet Rosalie, and you'll be fine. Turn near the living room, all you got to give in. Who'll be the next one in line? I'll beat you in the circle.
Another band from the Midlands, essentially a duo, Naomi Coleman on vocals and Andy Granger on guitar and songwriting duties. Their album was released in 2007 called The Life and Times of Jim Valley and Sweet Rosaline, and that's a reworking of the track Sweet Rosaline, produced for a management company last year. Next up we have a band, again we've been promoting them for the last few years or so on GetReadyToRock.com. This is taken from their mini album released in 2006 called Salt on Skin, and it's Mermaid Kiss.
On the radio,
Of Kate Emerson with Evelyn Downing on flute. That's Mermaid Kiss. Their debut album came out in 2003 and they released Italis last year in 2007, and between that in 2006 came the EP called Salt on Skin, and there was the track A Hard Row. And the band are currently preparing material for gigs this year. And if you check out our website, their guitarist and songwriter Jamie Field contributes a regular blog where he waxes lyrical about some of the albums and artists that have influenced him over the years. Very interesting too. Now we're going to leave you in this episode with a project called Chasing the Monsoon. There's a track on our Rising Star CD called Circles of Stone. It features the vocals of Lisa Fury, who's also the vocalist with Carnatica, a highly respected progressive rock band. And we spoke with the band's Ian Jones about what's been happening since the breakup of the original lineup of Carnatica several years ago.
Been heavily involved with Chasing the Monsoon, which is a project I started not long after the original lineup of Carnatica split. And the idea behind Chasing the Monsoon was just to work on a different area of music that I'd always been interested in, with more sort of rhythmic influences, ambient, ethnic influences. You know, a huge admirer of people like Peter Gabriel, artists like Clannad. There was a great project. It was an album and DVD release called One Giant Leap. Two guys basically sort of travelled around the world, working with musicians from different countries. That was a great project. So it was a chance to work on sort of ideas that really weren't Carnatica ideas, if you like. And I'd worked with Steve Evans, who's a great producer. He produced Delicate Flame of Desire, our last studio album. And even when we were working on Kinetica stuff, we'd sometimes mess about with sections of Kinetica tracks, sort of loop them around and sort of create ideas out of sections of tracks. And, you know, we sort of jokingly said, you know, it would be great to work on something in that sort of vein. And when the first lineup split, it was kind of an opportunity just to try something new. So I teamed up with Steve and Ian Simmons, guitarist, and we started writing some material, and then eventually got Lisa Fury on board, who was the singer, and of course became the new singer with Kinetica.
See the bright moon rising.
track featured on our Rising Star CD. It's from the forthcoming album from Chasing the Monsoon, Circles of Stone. And that brings us to the end of our first Rising Stars showcase. I hope you've enjoyed the last half hour. Join us again for the next episode. From all of us at Get Ready to Rock and myself, David Randall, bye-bye for now.